Okay, this week's parsha is Parsha Shmos. We begin a new sefer in the Torah, very, very excitingly. The Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos calls the Sefer Shmos Sefer HaGolos VaGeula. It's the book both of the Golos, which the first part of the sefer focuses on, and then towards the end of the sefer, it's the book of the Geula, the redemption of Klal Yisrael from that Golos. We know that towards the end of the parsha, there's a very interesting episode or story that takes place. We're in Shishi now, and the Torah says, "Vayelach Moshe." Moshe returns. Vayashav al Yisrael Chosno. He goes back to his father-in-law Yisrael. Vayomelo. He says, "Elcha na. I'm going to go. Vayashuva el Achay Asher b'Mitzrayim. I'm going to go back to my brothers in Mitzrayim. Ve'ereh, and I will see how Adam Chayim. I'll see if they're still alive." Vayomer Yisrael leMoshe lech leShalom. So Moshe, Yisro says to his son-in-law, Moshe, okay, go in peace. Two psukim later, Vayikach Moshe as ishto ve'as banav, Vayakivem al hachamor. Moshe takes his wife, Tzipora, and his sons, and he loads them onto the donkey, Vayashav Arza Mitzrayim. Goes back to Mitzrayim. Just mind us all about us, that we're now in the heart of the Shibud of Mitzrayim. There's a lot of problems in Mitzrayim. It was known, as we'll see in a minute, that Mitzrayim was not exactly a great place to be. The reason it was called Mitzrayim is because it's Miloshon Meitzar. Meitzar means it's borders. The borders of Mitzrayim, once you were in, you couldn't leave Mitzrayim. And Moshe decides to go back to Mitzrayim to be with his brothers and sisters. Now that he takes his children and his wife out of the very, very comfortable place of Midian where they were and brings them back to Mitzrayim. The Medrash comments on this the following thing, an amazing Medrash. I think it's a little bit more elaborate elsewhere. I'm in Medrash Rabbah right now, but a little bit more elaborate elsewhere. Vayikach Moshe es ishto ve'as banav lama olichan. Why do you take them there? The elaboration I saw elsewhere is the following. Yisro turns to his son-in-law and says, Moshe, the Jews are stuck in Mitzrayim. Any person that goes in Mitzrayim is there and he's not leaving Mitzrayim. What are you doing? Why would you bring your kids? It's like Lahavdil, maybe. Maybe not Lahavdil. Rav Chanan Wasserman, I mentioned this once earlier this year, the prized Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. He was in Chutz Laaretz during World War II. He was Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva called Baranovich. He was raising money for his yeshiva, and the war broke out. And he had every excuse to stay in America, stay wherever he was, and not go back. He's like, my yeshiva's there, my family is there. And he went back, took a flight in the middle of World War II, back to his yeshiva in Baranovich, and he was killed, murdered, al Kiddush Hashem. With his yeshiva in 1942, I believe. Unbelievable. So Yisro says to Moshe, what are you doing? These are my grandchildren. This is my daughter. You're bringing them back to Mitzrayim? It's not enough. How much suffering is going on there? You're bringing them too? Listen to an answer that can blow your mind. It's mind-boggling. Says the Medrash, Lama Olichan, Kidei She'iyu Im Yisrael L'Kabel HaTorah. What? Why did Moshe take his family to Mitzrayim? So they could be with the Jewish people to receive the Torah. What does this message mean? Why don't they wait till the Jews leave Mitzrayim, and then you'll take an express train from where they are in Midian, they'll meet them in the desert, and they'll get the Torah. Why do they have to go down to Mitzrayim to get the Torah? Why is that so important? Stay where you are, and as soon as the troubled times are over, then meet the Jewish people in Mitzrayim for the Torah. But the answer, Ragosa, is as follows. The Torah and the Jewish people are one. In as much as a person is connected to the Jewish people, he's connected to the Torah. If you are a person that feels the pain of the Jewish people and feels the joy of the Jewish people, if you are a person who is connected, deeply connected with the Jewish people, the Torah has meaning to you. If you are not connected with the Jewish people, you can get the Torah, you can take the express train from Midian to the Midbar and get the Torah, but you're missing out on the whole essence of the Torah. The Torah and the Jewish people are one. Chazal teaches, Kutchabrichu God, the Israel and the Jewish people, the Oraisa and the Torah are one. And therefore, the message teaches the following very, very profound idea, Rabosai. The idea is that we all want to be connected to the Torah. Connection to the Torah and connection to the Jewish people go hand in hand. The more connected I am to the Jewish people, the more connected I am to the Torah. I can't be a person who's not connected to my people. It won't work. I'm not in. when we hear in the news, Rahman al-Islam, of tragedy that befalls our people, wherever it is, it should never exist anymore, but it happens all too often. Most people just read it, see the news, and just scroll to the next thing. But what it means to be a Jew, a real Jew, is to connect to my people, to say, you know what? That's my brother. That's my sister. That's my child. That's me. That's me. Moshe Rabbeinu excelled in this midah. The Torah only tells us three little episodes about Moshe Rabbeinu before he became the leader of Klal Yisrael. And they all have one theme in common. What's that theme in common? He cared intensely about his brothers and sisters. And guess what? He had every excuse in the book not to. He was growing up in the palace. He's royalty. It's not my problem. He's Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi wasn't subjected to the Shibud Mitzrayim. Moshe has every reason not to. Yet, what happens to Moshe? He's all there. The Medrash comments also, Moshe Rabbeinu used to see his brothers making bricks, carrying the heavy bricks, and he'd say, please, my brother, put these bricks on my shoulder. I wish it could be me instead of you. Please. He would be almost in tears, the Medrash says, because it bothered him so much about his brothers and sisters going through Shibud Mitzrayim. Ah, you're Moshe? You're my man to give the Torah to the Jewish people. You care about my people so much. You're connected to Am Yisrael deeply, in a real way. You are my man to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, to be the one to be the messenger to give the Torah. There's one more application that I know of in this parasha, but this idea, very briefly. The Medrash says, the Pasuk says, Lech v'asafta. What does that mean? Go gather as Zikna Yisrael. Go gather the elders and tell them we're going out of Mitzrayim. Good? How many elders were there? 70 elders. If you look back, that's the beginning of Chamishi. If you look at Shvi, first pasuk in Parakeh, what does it say? The Achar Bo Moshe the Aaron. Who comes to Paro? Only whom? Moshe and Aaron. Who's missing? The Zakenim, says Rashi. Parakeh, pasuk Aleph. The Achar Bo Moshe the Aaron. Aval Zakenim Nishmatu Echad Echad. The Achar Moshe the Aaron. They slipped through by one, the Zakenim. You know why they were worried? I'm going to go to Paro. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm scared. So one by one they slipped away. Ad shenishmatu to kulam, until they all were gone. Kodem shehigiyu lepaltim, before they got to the palace. Lefisha yoro lechas, because they were scared. Says Rashi an amazing thing. Uvesinai nifralam. And when were they paid back? When were they punished, so to speak, for their behavior, for slipping away? Har Sinai. Who went up to Har Sinai? Moshe. Aaron also was hooked up. Who wasn't there? The Zakenim. Why not? Because if they weren't willing, like Moshe and Aaron were, to feel the pain of their brothers, the person that isn't willing to feel the pain of their brothers is not worthy, even if it is a Canaan, to experience the salvation of Christ also. Rabosai, what's the takeaway? The takeaway is that Baruch Hashem, we're learning Eretz Yisrael, staying before Kimitzil and Tetzei Torah. We're very, very lucky. And that's very, very important. It's very special. This is a year, and hopefully years, that are golden years in your life, in our lives. But we can't forget ever. We can't ever be in a position where we forget about Klal Yisrael. We have to understand that our connection to Torah and our connection to our people are connected. And the more we love Klal Yisrael, the more we feel for Klal Yisrael, at good times and unfortunately at difficult times, the more we say, you know what? My friend Simcha, that's my Simcha. Someone got married, gets engaged, I don't even know him so well, but you know what? I go and wish him a mazel tov. I rejoice in their simcha like it's my simcha. That's connected to Klal Yisrael. Someone that unfortunately experienced a difficult time, and I go over to them and I give them a kind word, a word of comfort, a word of chizuk, a word, I'm with you, I'm sorry, you're going through a hard time, whatever it is. You know what you're doing? You're connecting to your people. And connecting to your people is the first step to connecting to Torah. And the more connected you are to your people, the more you feel a connection to your people, to our people, the more we feel connected to each other, the more profound, the deeper our connection to Torah is. That's what you see from this expression. You see it clearly. Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael, Moshe has to bring his family to Mitzrayim to be connected to the people before they get the Torah. The Zakenim tried, but they couldn't hack it until the end. And unfortunately, what happened by our sin, they lost their opportunity to go up to Shemayim. So Rabosai, give us this bracha. Okay? In tandem, together, as we deepen our appreciation to Talmud Torah, as we deepen our appreciation to learning and to delving into learning and to acquiring more Torah knowledge, it should be with, at the same time, with an appreciation and a connection, a commitment to our Klal Yisrael, to our brothers and sisters. We should daven for each other. We should look out for each other, when we hear information, it should touch us in a deeper way maybe than it did before we came to Eretz Yisrael, because after all, this is my brother, this is my sister, we should be Zochei Mirat Hashem. We began by saying this in the book of Golas and Geula. Geula happens in this office. When we feel for each other, when we care about each other, there's a big sense of Geula. We should be Zochei to connect with each other, feel each other's everything, feel each other's pain, and hopefully, more importantly, Mirat Hashem, more importantly, whenever we need to feel, we should feel for them. We should connect to each other, connect to Klal Yisrael, connect to Torah, and be zocheh to experience the Geula Shlema, b'mheira b'yameinu.
Amen.
Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone. Shkoyach. Epic Nasim Nigan.
That was the first time I had a very
Shkoyach, everybody. Did I pause it? I don't know.